For the past few years, families and educators have asked Indianapolis Public Schools to share its operating tax referendum proceeds with charter schools under the district's umbrella. Now, budget and legal concerns may stand in their way. From WFYI's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel reports these funds could help charter schools that receive thousands of dollars less in revenue compared to other IPS schools.
Most days, the media center at Matchbook Learning is buzzing with instructors as they help students in small groups.
So remember, our perimeter, it'd be like if you're hanging those LED lights in your room. You want to figure out how...
One of the things that makes Matchbook unique is their use of interventionists. These instructors meet with students in small groups of 6 to 7 kids to work on specific skills. And students say the interventionists have helped. Matchbook fifth grader Zaire says math, particularly division, has been pretty hard for her. But she's gotten better at calculating the length, width, and height of shapes.
This stuff, like the L, W, H, that was hard to me, but now I think I got it.
That's good. Nice. Have these groups been helpful?
Yes.
Why have they been helpful?
Because sometimes in my classroom, we don't really learn that much of stuff, but Mr. Moses helps us learn a lot of things about that.
Zaire is referring to her interventionist, Warner Moses. He's taught for about 5 years, but this is his first year at Matchbook. Moses says some fifth graders are on track, while other fifth graders are on a third and fourth grade math level.
Right now in the classroom of 20 to 30 kids per classroom, teachers' jobs are, in one sense, I would say it's overloaded because you got various levels in a classroom.
But the school has struggled to find sustainable revenue sources to support teachers, let alone interventionists. In 2018, Indianapolis voters approved an operating property tax referendum that would allow IPS to increase teacher pay. But state law says innovation charter schools like Matchbook aren't eligible to receive these funds from voters unless school districts share them with their charter schools. So far, IPS has not directly shared those voter-approved dollars. Innovation school leaders like Amy Swan say the lack of funding has made it harder for these schools to stay competitive.
So we went ahead and raised our salaries, which means that we have to pull from other services, right? So without those referendum dollars, we can't actually sustainably give as many small group interventions and have as many interventionists as we otherwise could to help our kids progress forward.
Matchbook serves around 650 students in grades K-8. These are some of the neediest kids in the city. Almost all of them qualify for free meals, and more than 40% are English language learners. Yet Matchbook receives less dollars per student than nearly all other IPS schools. That's one of the reasons why Swan wants her students to benefit from the referendum.
Their parents, while maybe their property taxes aren't as much as, you know, property taxes from, I don't know, Broad Ripple and other places, it's still dollars that they're paying, and their kids still deserve some of that referendum money to help make sure that their kids are getting an equitable education.
In total, roughly $5 million each year would go to 25 innovation charter schools until the referendum ends in 2026. But that's still less than what other non-charter schools in IPS are getting through the referendum funding. Superintendent Alicia Johnson says this amount would allow the district to share referendum funds while maintaining the district's fiscal health.
What we were trying to strike the balance between is both an amount that we believe is meaningful and also the long-term sustainability of the district.
But some people are against the proposal. Representative Ed Delaney says IPS could potentially violate the law since the district didn't tell voters in 2018 it would share the funds with innovation charter schools.
So what we have is a public agency taking property tax funds and giving it to people who are not under their control and doing that without having informed the public who voted for the referendum that that was the intention. In my view, it's a slap in the face of the legislature.
IPS will vote on Thursday on sharing the property tax referendum funds with innovation charter schools. For WFYI, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel.